World Bank President Jim Yong Kim is expected in Accra today for meetings with Vice President Kwesi Emisa-Arthur and other officials as part of talks on the global response to the Ebola crisis. Dr. Kim will also meet with officials of the UN Mission for Ebola Emergency Response, UNMEER, to discuss the Ebola epidemic and its debilitating impact on the three most heavily affected countries, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, and on the sub-region as a whole. During the visit, Dr. Kim will reaffirm the World Bank Group's commitment to fighting the Ebola epidemic. We bring you more in this report.
In a statement, the group said it has mobilized a $400 million financing package to help the three countries hardest hit by the epidemic to contain the spread of infections, help communities cope with the economic impact of the crisis, and to improve public health systems. It notes that a major obstacle to containing and stopping the epidemic is the lack of massive, rapid, and coordinated deployment of health workers, especially foreign medical teams. The statement therefore called for a massively skilled and coordinated international response with qualified high-caliber foreign medical teams to be set up and maintain Ebola treatment centers and other health facilities to support affected countries, stabilize the situation, and help prevent the further spread of Ebola, while also reactivating the provision of essential health services for non-Ebola conditions.
And that was a report on the World Bank President's visit to Ghana today.
Meanwhile, the U.S. government has endorsed Ghana's Ebola Emergency Preparedness Containment and Treatment Plan. It has therefore pledged to support the country with logistics, finance and personnel. The U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, said this when she met the Chief of Staff, Prosper Bani, at Flagstaff House in Accra. She praised President John Mahama's leadership role in galvanizing international support for the affected West African neighbors and Ghana's decision to host the U.N. Mission for Ebola Emergency Response in Accra. Seth Eyar reports.
Madam Samantha Power had visited Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea, where the U.S. has deployed hundreds of military and other personnel to support efforts in containing the viral disease. She expressed admiration for Ghana's anti-Ebola measures and pledged U.S.'s quick response in case of outbreak of the disease in the country.
Your government has put in place very rigorous screening procedures that I experienced and my delegation experienced, including, again, very rigorous questions about what we had done. And so I want to assure the Ghanaian people that all the precautions are in place and that Ghana's government has taken very important steps, but that nonetheless we all must remain vigilant. So the vigilance is key, and you can have complete confidence that in the event a case comes into Ghana in some fashion or somebody gets infected here, because of your vigilance, I think, is something you are doing everything you can to guard against. But the United States will surge support for you. But in the event of a case, as we will bring additional resources in and be working, as we, I think, already are with your incident management team, to work in lockstep so that any particular single case is one that is immediately contained. We would stand with you and be able to contain things very quickly.
Madam Power commended President Mahama for his visit to the three affected countries and the leadership role he is playing to help contain the disease. The Chief of Staff, Prosper Bani, who is also the head of the Interministerial Task Force on Ebola, outlined Ghana's measures against any possible outbreak of the disease.
Ghana has had 112 suspected cases. All went through the necessary medical checks and came out negative. We are happy to announce that the first treatment center has been completed in Tema. We are almost done with the treatment center in Kumasi and Tamale, and we have provided resources to the two teaching hospitals in Kolebu and Konfonoche to provide for isolation centers, and all the regional hospitals have been provided with resources to also set up isolation centers. The government has approved an insurance policy for the frontline workers who will be deployed. employed should there be a case. Just last week, the government approved establishment of the Incident Operation Center to ensure that it becomes operationally effective.
Mr. Bani was happy with the global response to the disease, echoing President Mahama's recent address to the UN that Ebola is not a regional disease, but a global one, with the US, Spain and other Western countries having their cases. Seth Eya reporting for Radio Ghana.
And Ghana will next Thursday host an emergency ECOWAS summit in Accra to enable member countries to share experiences on how best to contain the disease. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Hannah Tete, announced this at the Flagstaff House in Accra during the meeting with the U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power. She said member states will also learn about the activities of the UN mission for Ebola emergency response in Accra.
The purpose of the meeting we're having next week is to enable the different member states to also report into the heads of state meeting, and therefore the ECOWAS as a whole's meeting, of the steps that have been taken at the level of the different member states to either prepare to prevent the spread of the Ebola virus, or alternatively, the measures that are being taken within the state to contain the spread of the Ebola virus and bring the disease under control. We also have taken the step of inviting all the countries and the international organizations that have provided support in the fight against Ebola, because we think it's important that all the different organizations and agencies should be on the same page as far as an understanding of the efforts that are being put in place and the support measures that have been deployed so far. And given that we are hosting UNMIR, we think it's also an important opportunity for the other ECOWAS member states to understand the role of UNMIR and the logistics coordinating unit that is established in Ghana, and for that matter, in the worst case scenario that there was the spread of Ebola to other West African states, how they could draw on that support to be able to begin their own fights to contain the spread of the virus.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Hannah Tete.
In another development, the WHO says there has been a decline in the spread of Ebola in Liberia, the country hardest hit in the outbreak. The Assistant Director General, Bruce Aylward, said they are confident the response to the virus is now gaining the upper hand, but warned against any suggestion that the crisis is over. Liberia's Red Cross said its teams collected 117 bodies last week, down from a high of 315 in September. Treatment centers also have empty beds available for patients. Mr. Aylward said the trend is real in Liberia, and there may be indeed a showdown, adding that the data is still being examined.
The actual number of newly reported cases is beginning to decline in Liberia, and the government is really driving a multi-pronged investigation, looking at multiple strands of evidence to try and understand, is this real? Is this a reporting phenomena? Or is it even a case, a care-seeking phenomena that's changing? And so far, based on the information received today, and again, most of you are somewhat aware of this, it appears that the trend is real in Liberia, and there may indeed be a slowing of the epidemic there. The government, again, is looking at that information and will come out, I believe, more definitively in the coming days. The big concern, of course, is that that information would be attributed to the wrong factors, number one, and then misunderstood in terms of the implications for getting the job finished here. You know, as we talked about last week, there's no such thing as being a little bit pregnant or having a little bit of Ebola. You know, if you have Ebola, it's a real bad disease, and getting, you know, a slight decrease in the number of cases on a day-to-day basis versus getting this thing closed out is a completely different ball game.